what they call a hook or a fork that came down with a rope and
pull it up in there with mules.
The mule would be around the backside of the barn. And they pull it up in there with that. But now, I don't know. I doubt if. Well, like I told you a while ago, my father bought a tractor in 28. And he did buy a hay press before he died. That, my father died in 37. He did have a hay press, but they didn't bale much of it.
Did you ever leave hay out in the field?
Well, we left it in stacks. But as nearly as we could, we always put it all in the barns. Now we use round bale hay presses and leave those in the field sometime because they round and they shed the water off.
Yes, sir. Now, you raise, where would you raise your animals, like, besides, you raise your own animals for feeding back in the old days?
You mean for beef and so forth?
Well, beef or hogs?
Oh, yes, we raised all of our own pork and all of our own chickens and eggs and all that. If you didn't raise them, you didn't have it. Pure and simple. That is just that pure and simple. In other words, every one of the tenants had their own pig pen and their own pigs. And as far as beef is concerned, they didn't have any refrigeration to speak of, so didn't anybody kill beef except that once in a while somebody killed one and divided it up round till it was all gone, and then later somebody else killed them. Kind of a beef club, so to speak, or something like that. But
yeah.
I mentioned a while ago, my father actually ran a meat market in a tent. Well, there was no refrigeration, though. Is that from the time that animal was killed till all of it was sold was just a few hours. He'd kill it down on the farm, take it to town, and as he cut it up, people bought it and took it. No, it was just within a few hours, the whole animal was gone. No refrigeration, you see.
Yes, sir.
How'd
y'all keep your milk?
In cisterns. In other words, you put them down in the well. Incidentally, as far as the milkers was concerned, and two, you mentioned about the hogs, we used to separate, and we fed the, we put the milk, the skim milk, in barrels or vats and let it sour and fed it to the hogs. And, of course, the sale of the hogs was part of the income from the dairy, so to speak. And as far as keeping the cream is concerned, we put it in cans and put it down in a, what we call a cistern or a well. And, of course, this day and time, you talk about all the butter is sweet cream butter. Well, I suppose I was 25 years old before anybody knew what sweet cream butter was. In other words, it was. It was sour cream to start with. It wasn't rotten, but it was sour.
Uh-huh.
That sweet cream butter is, I guess, coming this world about the same time you did.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, the thick sour milk was called, what? You know what, they call that clabber milk?
Yeah, just clabber, clabber. And of course, they the hogs ate the clabber and the whey both, you know.
Uh-huh.
And two, from the from the creamery, after they churn the cream, well, somebody would take the whey and buttermilk and so forth on back to the country and feed that to the hogs. But
did you ever make cheese out of that?
Made my people used to make cottage cheese all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, cottage cheese, and of course I've eaten many.